Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on being magnanimous in a person's style, his demeanor, his ways, being generous, and also a person relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yesterday we explained the link of having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being generous. When that link is not there, when a person doesn't have trust in Allah ta'ala, then you'll find that he'll always want to hold back. Why? Because he's not thinking that the person that gave him in the first place is going to give it to him again. So because of that now, and that fear that what's going to happen in the future, so now he starts holding back. But the man that trusts in Allah Ta'ala, he's generous in his ways, he's generous in his demeanor, he's generous in his style, he's generous even with his smile, and he's generous with his words, and he's also generous as far as giving du'as are concerned. This is also something that is very easy to be generous with, making du'as for people. And this is such a thing that when a person makes a du'a for another person, then Allah Ta'ala makes it such that an angel is appointed that says, وَلَكَ بِمِثْلٍ, that for you be the same thing. Whatever dua you're making for your brother, عَنْ ظَهْرِ غِنًا, sorry, عَنْ غَيْرِ ظَهْرٍ, when this brother is not present, then dua is made for that person. Then that dua is so readily accepted that Allah Ta'ala appoints one angel also to say, that person that is making dua, in the absence of his brother, Allah Ta'ala appoints an angel to say, for you be the same. There was one incident of a couple that many years ago, they had a child that was born with a mental brain deficiency. So the child was almost, you can say, like a cabbage. So doctors all gave up hope on the child. This child unfortunately will be like a cabbage. So the parents came to my ustad, Hazrat Mufti Sahab, and they were crying. Naturally any parent will cry that the child is deformed, there's a problem. So they were crying. So he said, I told him to read this one dua that comes in the hadith. That person that makes dua for another person in his absence, Allah Ta'ala makes the same, Allah Ta'ala appoints an angel to say, for you be the same. In other words, the malaika make dua for this person now also. So he said, make this dua that every child in the world that got this sickness, wallah, you give the child cure. Every child in that world that got this sickness, wallah, give the child. So in other words, you're not making dua for one child, you're making dua for all the sick children in the world. So how many angels will be saying, Walaka be miskin for you. How many angels will be saying, for you be the same? So anyway, they took this dua and they went, naturally, despondent. This is after many years, maybe over 30 years. Father comes back and he asks me, you remember me? He says, the face looks a little bit familiar. He says, I came that time to ask you and tell you what happened to my child. It was cabbage. The doctors had given up on this child. But today, out of all my children, the most successful child is this child. The most wealthiest child is this child. And not only that, this child also is involved in dini khidmat, he's going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's moving, he's doing so many things. He's the best child out of all the children. How Allah ta'ala did it, we don't know. But I just took the dua that you told me to do, and I made it. You see, when a person is generous for duas also, that generosity comes back. So generosity is something that doesn't, you're not only benefiting others, a person is actually helping himself by being generous. Today's hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, annahu samia Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, mathalul bakhili wal munfiqi ka mathali rajulaini alayhima junnatani min hadidim min sadjihima ila taraqihima, fa'amma al munfiqu fala yunfiq illa sabagat aw wafarat ala jillihi hatta tukhfiya bananuhu wa ta'fu atharuhu, wa'amma al bakhilu fala yuridu ay yunfiq shay'an illa lazikat كل حلقة مكانها فلا يوسعها فلا تتسع. متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated, he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that the similitude, the like, the example of a miser and a charitable person is like that of two men wearing a steel armor from the upper chest to the collarbone. So the example of a miser and a wealthy person is like two people, both of them are wearing a steel armor from the upper chest till the collarbone, till the collar. So in other words, the upper part of the body now is protected, the vitals are protected with this steel armor. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying both these people, the charitable and the miser. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to explain that when the charitable person gives in charity, his armor stretches over his body until it covers his nails and it erases his footsteps. So in other words, that thing becomes so loose, that armor, his hands are so free, he's so easy to move, It's so easy for him to give that charity. It's as though this armor that was there now has become so loose for him. But when the miser intends to give in charity, every link of the armor that remains firmly in its place. He tries to loosen it, but it does not become loose. Now, if what it means is that when someone is wearing tight clothes, he's wearing something tight, then he's very tight, it's very hard for him, it feels very difficult for him. Person is wearing loose clothes, then it becomes very easy for him. So a charitable person is very easy for him, because he's got this in his nature. It's very easy for him to give charity. But for a person that doesn't, is stingy, it's very hard. It's as though it's so tight, it's so hard. He thinks to himself, I must give, but then he also holds back. He's like that person who's wearing the tight armor, he can't move. And a person who's generous, hands are flowing freely, helping here, helping there, speaking a good word here, going there, doing whatever he can do to help people. What a beautiful example Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. He's like one who is constricted. A miser is a constricted one, and a generous person is a flowing person. He's one that is free, he's loose, he's comfortable. And a person wearing loose clothes is comfortable. So what it means, the wealthy person is comfortable in giving his wealth, and the miser is uncomfortable in giving his wealth. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq and make it easy for us, and let it be such that we are happy to be generous in whichever way we can, with our words, with our smile, with our assistance in it, with our hands. Sometimes even with a person's ear he can be generous by listening to somebody's problem. Just giving a person an ear, that is also generosity. And here we see with du'as, Allah Ta'ala make it possible that we can also be part of it. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.